for the woman who is always cranky and feels ashamed about it. There is a woman who snaps more than she wants to. She hears herself responding sharply and immediately regrets it. She tells herself she's just tired or overwhelmed or that she needs to work on her patience. She promises herself she'll do better tomorrow, but tomorrow comes and the same irritability shows up again. Not because she's mean, but because she's overstimulated and undersupported. She feels ashamed of her tone, ashamed of her reactions, ashamed that she's not softer by default. This ritual exists to remove the shame, because crankiness is often not a character flaw. It's a nervous system that hasn't had a chance to settle. If you recognize yourself here, let this be a pause, not a correction. Sit or lie in a way that feels tolerable, not perfect, just tolerable. Take a breath in and let it out slowly. Notice how much input your body has taken in today. Sounds are requests, decisions, expectations. Your body is allowed to be full. Place one hand on your chest. Feel the warmth there. Feel the contact. You are not broken. You are not failing. You are overloaded. Let your shoulders drop. Let your face soften. You don't need to be nicer right now. You don't need to be more patient. You just need a moment without demand. Take another breath. Let it be slower. Crankiness is often a request for quiet, for space, for relief. You can honor that request without judging yourself for needing it. When you return to your day, carry this truth with you. I am not bad. I am overstimulated. That awareness alone changes everything.